This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good evening, everyone. Shalom Aleichem. We continue in the Daf of Shavua. Tonight we're learning Masechta Yevamah, Daf Mem Zayin Amud Beis, and we're talking about the process of how we convert a potential ger. And we say that just like we inform the ger of the punishment for not observing mitzvahs, we also tell them about the reward for observing the mitzvahs. And we tell them, Olam Haba is only made for the tzaddikim, and Klal Yisrael b'zman hazeh. You should know, the Ribbono Shel Olam cannot really be mashpia on them too much good. The reason Ribbono Shel Olam cannot be mashpia on them too much good is because we can't be makabalit. Because since the Yetzer Hara exerts more influence on us than other nations, if God would give us too much money and too much bounty, we would be led astray. So we tell the potential ger, listen, don't think because you're a Jew, you're going to have an overabundance of good, but also v'loy roy paranias, it won't be so bad. Now, v'ein marbin olav, we don't overwhelm the ger, v'ein medaktik in olav, and we're not so severe with him. Kibel, if he accepts all these conditions, malanos miyad. We circumcise him immediately, the Gemara will explain, because we don't want to delay the mitzvah. If it remains on him, those pieces that prevent the milah from being considered valid, we circumcise him again. We'll see there are certain pieces of skin on part of the Aver that after you remove the Arla, you also have to basically divide the krum, which is the membrane, which is under the Arla, pull it back and expose the actual Aver, that which encircles the Aver, which is called the corona. Now, so that means after the Mila, you split the membrane, you pull it back, you uncover the corona, that's called Priya. So if there is skin on the corona, too much that it would make the Mila puzzle, then the halacha is we have to do it again. We go and we mal him again. Nisrape, once he's healed, we immerse him right away. But we don't immerse him while he's still in the healing process because the water is going to irritate the Mila. You have two Torah scholars standing over him. And they let him know some lighter mitzvahs and some severe mitzvahs. Taval va'ala, if he immersed and he came out, harehu ki Yisrael l'chol dvarav, he is like a Jew for all matters. We'll see regarding what matters is he a Jew. Isha, a woman, nashim ha'yishiva esos b'mayim. A woman, women, position her in the water, because if for the man, a man to do it would be immodest. Ad savara, up to her neck, but then they have to see her head go under. Two Torah scholars stand on the outside, and they let her know, mixas mitzos kalos, mitzos mixos chamurois. Some lighter mitzos, and some more strict mitzos. Echod Gernel, the Braisa continues, this type of process applies both for a convert, v'yachad eved meshuchrar, or for a slave that is being freed. What does that mean for a slave being freed? We know that when a slave is freed, so part of that process is that he becomes a full-fledged Jew, so he has to go through this process of tevilah and kabbalah samitzos. And in a place, in a mikvah that anidos toivel, namely in a mikvah of 40 sa of kosher water, sham gerav mishal toivel, there a convert or a freed slave is toivel. V'chol davar shechoytzeitz b'tvila, and any matter that is an interposition that's a chatzisa for immersion, choytzeitz beger uve eved meshachrar, uve nida, would be a chatzisa by a convert and a freed slave and a nida. So in other words, the dine chatzitza for tefillah apply across the board for tefillah for geros and for freedom of slaves and for nida. Amar mar. We said earlier in the Braisa, Ger Shabbos Gayer, a Ger that comes to convert, Oimrimla, we say to him, Ma'ro Shabbos Gayer, what did you see fit that you came to convert? Well, my dear, noise mitzvahs, mitzvahs, chalas, mitzvahs, mitzvahs, chalas, we tell him some lighter mitzvahs and some more severe mitzvahs. My taima. Why are we trying to scare away the Ger? In other words, it almost sounds like we'd rather him not convert. Says the Gemara, my taima, d'iparish nefresh. This way, if he wants to separate from the religion, then he can. In other words, we're not bothered. If he wants to separate, that's more than fine. D'am Rav Chelba, because Rav Chelba said, Koshim Gerim li Yisrael kisapachas. Gerim are difficult for the Jewish people, like a negav tzaras, uchsiv v'nova ger aleim, the ger will join them, the Jewish people, v'nisbechu abeis akav. Literally, they'll be added to Klal Yisrael, but it's a lashon of sapachas, because Rashi explains, they continue to practice their old behavior, and Jews learn from them, or rely on them, and it's very difficult. In other words, Gerim are, the adding of Gerim is adverse for the Jewish people, it's negative for the Jewish people, because we learn from their bad behavior. Tosfos says, bottom Tosfos, they're not baki in the details of the mitzvahs, and Klal Yisrael learn from them. Tosfos quotes Rashi Masechta Nida that all of Klal Yisrael are Ravim Zelazah, so even if we don't learn from them, but we're responsible for their behavior. Tosfos then asks that the Gemara in Sota is Mashma that Arvus does not apply to Gerim, which would be a very big chiddush, because then it would come out that if you have a Ger at the central event in Judaism, namely a Kiddush, and he needs you to be Maitzi him, then you can't be Maitzi him, because there's no Arvos, according to the Shita and Tosfos, which makes the life of Gerim very difficult. Maybe that's one of the reasons why Gerim have such, when the Gemara says they have a hard life, what does that mean? They can't participate in Kiddush. Who's going to make Kiddush for them? They're going to have to make their own Kiddush. However, Tosfos brings another pshat, that Gerim are difficult, because their yichus is not pure and the Shechina does not reside on them. And another pshat of Tosfos is that we are warned not to hurt the feelings of a ger, I believe in 48 places, and therefore we end up slipping in that area, and their addition to Klal Yisrael is difficult. Tosfos elsewhere in Shas brings the shita of Rav Avram Hager, Tosfos in Kedushin, I believe, who says that they make us look bad. In other words, Gerim are so dedicated and devoted and so sincere and genuine that their service of Hashem makes us look bad, and that's why they're difficult for us. Okay, so there are different ways of looking at it. The Gemara says further, we tell them the sin of Leket, Shikha, and Peah Maisa Ani. In other words, we tell them the sin of not separating it. My taima, what is it about Leket, Shikha, and Peah that's so frightening to a ger? So it's like this. Goyim care about money more than Jews. So with all the stereotypes, Goyim are less forgiving with money than Jews. Maybe we like to make money, but we're definitely more foregoing with our money. Because if you steal from a Jew less than a Shavar Pruta, you know, there's no specific punishment in the Torah. You know how to do it, but you're not chayiv misa. The reason is because a Jew is meichel. You could assume the Jew would be meichel. Can't do it l'chachila, but if you did it, Jew would be meichel. A guy, for a guy to steal from a guy, you're chayiv misa because the guy is not meichel. So goyim are not, we're not forgoing even less than a shavar pruta. So you're going to tell this ger, by the way, you goy right now, who would never be meichel shavar pruta, if you drop a sheath or a sheave, or if you forget a bundle, or if you get some stalks, you can't go back. He said, what do you mean? I'm losing 73 cents. No, pal, you can't go back. It's going to kill him. Because right now his attitude is he's not going to forgo less than a pruta. So we say, "My timer of Chia Bar Abba Rabbi Yochanan ben Noach Nerag al Pachosim Shav Pruta." And not only that, "Vloi Nitein Li Shavan." There's no returning. If you steal something from a guy, it cannot be returned. But rather, we kill him. And we let him know the sin of Lekan Shekhopeya. In other words, maybe he won't want to convert because he's going to be so frugal about the money. Okay, now we don't want to overwhelm him. In other words, we want to dissuade him, but at a certain point we say, okay, we see you're serious, so we'll accept you. Vein marbin olav, vein medaktikin olav. We do not increase, we don't overwhelm, and we're not too severe. Amar Rav Elazar, Maikra. What is the source that we don't overwhelm the ger? Tichsiv, v'atera ki mesametz asil aleches ita. Rus was trying to dissuade, Naomi was trying to dissuade Rus, and Rus said, no, bring it on, whatever it is, I want to join you. So at that point, the Pasuk says, Naomi saw that Rus was serious, so she let her join. She stopped speaking to her. Now, what did she say to her originally? Amrullah, she said to her, Asr lan tchun Shabbos. Why would you want to convert? You can't go out of the tchum. So that is inferred from the fact that Rus said, Bashar talechi, tel chielich, wherever you go, I'll go. Meaning, I'm willing to abide by your restriction of travel. So then Naomi said, Asr lan yichud, we're not allowed to go into seclusion with arayos. So she said, Bashar talini ola, wherever you're allowed to sleep, I'll sleep. From those words, we infer that Naomi must have told her something about restrictions of lodging. Asr lan avodas koychavim. Idolatry is asr. How do we know that? Rus said, your God is my God. So the Marsha asked the obvious question, what does this have to do with Judaism? Goyim can't serve avodah zarah either. So who remembers? We want to answer this question in a shir on Parshas Vayishlach. The Marsha in Omad Aleph says that yes, Goyim are now to serve idols, but they're allowed to believe in Shituf. They could believe in a partnership of the Godhead, so to speak, Kiviyachal. We can say that, but a Goy is allowed to believe in Shituf, but now that you're a Goy, you got to believe in one God. Arba Mises Nimsu LeBezdin. You know, this is not an easy thing to be a Jew. There are four type death penalties. So Rus said, no problem, Bashar Tamusi Amos, wherever you'll die, I'll die. Beis Kfar Nimsu LeBezdin. There are two cemeteries. One for the more severe Misos, one for the less. V'shem Ekaver, I'll be buried where you're buried. Miyad. So then Naomi saw that she was serious, so she let up. Miyad v'atera ki misametz asir, she saw and that she was persistent and she let up. So the Gemara says, once we know that they want to be mekabel the mitzvahs, kibel, malin oysa miyad, we accept them immediately. Mai taima shehuye mitzvah loy mashid. We don't want to delay the observance of a mitzvah. Okay. Nishtairu b'itzitzin hama'akvin hamila. If the pieces of flesh that are ma'akev the mila remain, then we do it again. The following are the strands that prevent the mila. Basar ha'choyfes roif ha'atara. The flesh that covers the majority of the corona, which I believe is the elevation of flesh on the tip of the aver, from which point the aver begins to come to its end. So that flesh around that corona, if the majority of the flesh is there, it's pasal zamila. Not only that, but ino oichal b'tshuma, if that hasn't been removed, and you're a koyin can only eat tshuma if he's circumcised. Amrav Yirmiyah bar Abba Amrav, basar achoyfer roiv goiva shalatara. It doesn't, not only the majority of the circumference would pasal zamila, but even if it's not the majority of the circumference, even if it's the majority of the height in one area, if the majority of the height was not removed, that would also pasul the mila. For a more graphic description, ayin be those who explain it more specifically. Okay. Nisrape mavilonos miyad. Once the circumcision heals, we immerse immediately. Says Gemara, Misrapi in loy nisrapi loy, only if it heals, not if it doesn't heal. My time away. Mishum damya marzu maka. Water irritates a wound. As a Band-Aid advertised, a covered wound heals faster. Or something like that. Basically, water is an irritant for a wound. Okay, two rabbis stand on top. What are... Dr. Phillips is like, what are you talking about? He does surgery. What do you say about this? You want a moist wound?
Yeah. The number one principle of wound care is to have it, keep it moist.
Yeah, but you don't want mikvah water getting in there, right?
Listen, it's not like they had a way to tell what was clean or not.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, Derek Hashav, is it possible to say why they put the Leket Shechem Peah as the wound first is because of the Rus, the whole Rus thing, the reference to Rus. That's how she found this. So it fills into what you were saying a little bit yesterday.
That what? I'm sorry?
Yesterday I was wondering, why did they put Leket Shechem Peah as the first warning over Shabbos?
It's all about the money, right? We tell them, if you're going to... This is going to cost you.
It's a reference to Rus, maybe, because that's how she was found. She was put on the field. That's how he first found her when she was... Maybe there's some sort of reference.
Uh-huh. Interesting. According to this Gemara, it seems like the Pashup Shad is that the biggest deterrent is it's going to, this ain't going to be free. Okay. So why two rabbis? A ger needs three. Ha'amar Rabbi Yochanan letana. Rabbi Yochanan said to an author, an expert in Tannaitic material, Tani Shloisha, it's three rabbis, because you need a bezin, there's no significance of two. Now, Taval v'olarei k'Yisrael l'chol dvarav. If he immersed and he came up, he's like a Jew for all matters. L'may hilchosa, for what halachos is he considered a Jew? It says, Gemara di hadar be, so that if he retracts, in other words, let's say after he goes to the mikvah, and the next day he says, I can't take this anymore. I need to eat treif, or I need to violate something. So we would say, okay, obviously this was not a conversion. No, he converted, and it's a... One second, we got a... conversion, and therefore if he married someone right after, it's considered a good marriage, but he's considered like Yisrael Mumar. In other words, Hadi Hadabay Makadish Bas Yisrael, Yisrael Mumar Karina, you call me Yisrael Mumar, Kiddush of Kiddushin, and his Kiddushin is considered a valid Kiddushin. Okay, says the Gemara, Echad Ger V'Echad Evan Meshuchra. This conversion and this Kabbalah's HaMitzvahs applies to a convert and a freed slave. It says Gemara Kasaka Daitach, the Gemara in the Havamina thinks, the Kabel Olav Ol Mitzvahs, to accept upon himself the yoke of Mitzvahs. It says Gemara Minhu, Laskastira, Bamedvar Mamurim. What is this talking about? Beger by a convert. Avo Be'eved Meshuchrar, but a freed slave, Ein Sarch LeKabel. He does not have to accept. Meaning, right now the Gemara thinks both a convert and a freed slave have to be mekabel the mitzvahs, even though there was a degree of kabbalas hamitzvahs as soon as an eved became an eved. Where we know that there are two steps in the process of becoming an eved. The first step is when you first become an eved, you need a degree of kabbalas hamitzvahs, but then when you're freed, you need... The Gemara right now feels you need another Kabbalah HaMitzvahs, which accompanies the immersion for you to become a free to become a free person. So the Gemara says, right now in the Havamina, we think you need a Kabbalah HaMitzvahs. You need a Kabbalah HaMitzvahs for the freedom of the Eved or a minuba medvar mum beger. I'll ask you, Stira. There's another brisa that says only a ger needs kabbalas hamitzvahs. Alba eved meshuchar ein tzoch lekabel. An eved that was freed does not need kabbalas hamitzvahs. Am Rav Sheshes. Rav Sheshes said loy kasha. It's not difficult. Harav Shimon Elazar harabanan. This is Rav Shimon Elazar. This is the rabbanan. Meaning there is a sheet of Tanan that holds that upon an Eved becoming free does not need a Kabbalah Samitzvahis. The Tani we learned in a Braisa. Now this Braisa is talking about the process of a Fast Tayar. Now, Allah says that if a Jewish soldier is at war and he sees a beautiful Gentile woman, he's allowed to live with her one time, and then he cannot marry her until he does the process of Ifas Tayar, which basically she defiles herself for a month, she makes herself ugly, and he mourns for a month, and then if he wants to live with her, he could live with her. So, says the Braisa, Bamedvar Mumshala Kibla Allah. When do you need to do this process of Yifas Tayar when she was not Mekabel the Mitzvah, Sava Kibla Aleha, but if she was Mekabel the Mitzvah, Matvila, we're Toivel her Umutter Bamiyanin, he's Mutter to live with her immediately. So that the opinion of the Tanakhama is that the procedure of Yifas Tayar is only needed if she doesn't want to be Mekabel the Mitzvah. But if she's Mekabel the Mitzvah, we're Matvil her, and he can live with her immediately. Shimon Elazar Omer. Even though she was not mekabel the mitzvahs, what you could do is as follows. You could force her and betoivel her l'shem shivchus, because the tvila of avodim does not need consent. And then you could be chayzer matvila to free her. V'chayzer matvila l'shem shichur m'shachara. And you could betoivel her l'shem shichur against her will. So that indicates that the tvila for shichur does not need kabbalah samitzvah. So mutter b'yan, he's mutter to her immediately. So we see, according to Reb Shimon, an eved does not need kabbalah samitzvah at the time of tvila. The rabbanon who do not hold of this takana, in other words, the rabbanon hold the only way to circumvent kabbalah samitzvah, the only way to circumvent the process of Yifas Tayar is if she wants the full-fledged Geirus of Kabbalah Samitzvahis. But Rav Shimon Elazar says there's a way to circumvent it where you're Toivel her L'shem Avdus, that doesn't need consent, and then you're Toivel her L'shem Ben Chayrin, and according to Rav Shimon Elazar, you don't need Kabbalah Samitzvahis for the Shichror of an Eved. Okay, Rabbi Isai, we will continue in this Sugya. Daf Mem Ches, if I'm not mistaken, there's an amazing Tshuva, the Avnei Nezer here, about whether Tosfos was aware of the Zohar HaKadosh. Maybe we'll be able to see it. Rabbosai, thanks everyone for joining tonight. And tomorrow is going to be the last shiur in the series on Shmini on davening Shmoneh Esrei. It's all in the birds. This has been going on for a number of years. I don't know, 3-4 years. And tomorrow, finally, 3 years? So this is year 4? Yeah, year 4? Wow. So this is year 4?
I think it's year 3.
This is year 3? I already did 5 parts, so this is part 6.
Oh, I'm going to be off.
So, anyway, I thought maybe there might still be one more part, but this finishes all the birds, including the grand finale of the bat. So you'll see. You know, this whole year was brought by a bat, and hopefully it will end with the bat. Anyway, Rabbi Isai, have a great night. Kol Tov Selah. Rav Nosson, when are you're going tomorrow?
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.